Conditional use number 2406, Manish Mahatra.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for vehicle storage, maintenance and repairs to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.43 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Collins Street within the Collins-Russell subdivision, accessed from the north side of Milton-Ellendale Highway, which is Route 16, approximately 0.5 miles west of Mulberry Street. The 911 address is 14400 Collins Street, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 230. Map 14, parcel 43.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. And I would note that we have received one written petition containing 13 signatures, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name, please. And
Manish Malhotra. I'm living at 14400 Collins Street, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Malhotra. I've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf for your application. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
The only thing I would like to say is the business that we are in is a non-emergency medical transport, taking people out for their medical needs, disabled people, older folks. And that's all we work with. We don't work with public. So whatever I need to store and take them, do the maintenance on is for our own personal business-related vehicles.
You maintain vehicles specifically for this purpose on site?
Yes.
Okay. How many of those are there?
Well, we have currently on the road about 10 vehicles, but they stay on the road. We don't get them back. We do try to keep about two or three vehicles just in case something else breaks down. And the reason for that is our trips are set up a couple of days ahead of time. And the vehicles that we use are governed by DOT and the DART. So it's not like if one car breaks down, I can just put another car. It has to be taken care of, and it takes about a couple of weeks to add another car, delete a car. So for that reason, I need to keep at least a couple of cars on hand. We do use older cars. Most of the time, the cars, the parts are not available right away. If something should break down, I would like to keep a couple of cars that we've tried to get rid of. Just for parts sake. So between four and five cars is all we really need to store on the property. The rest of the cars are always outside. The drivers keep them over.
And who contracts for this service? Are these state contracts or?
Motive Care. We go through Motive Care. I guess Motive Care is a contractor for Medicaid, and we subcontract from them.
Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, Mr. Mears.
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
Just a couple. Okay. So you mentioned maintenance for the vehicles. Do you have proper disposal of any fluids, oil?
We hold all those things. The oils that we remove, we use in the shop to heat in the winter. There's a drop-off in Milford for the oil filters, and that's about all we have.
Okay. How many employees would you have here?
It's just myself.
Okay. And then did you say parking in the... Say about the parking? I'm sorry.
The parking was for the reason, like I said, because I need to have at least a couple of three cars on hand in case something breaks down. The reason for that is because we pre-schedule a couple of days ahead of time, and these
have
are all
ample parking to be able to. It looks like it on the plan.
We do have enough room, yes.
Okay. Would you want a sign for the business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
So can you describe a little bit for me? Is it, This is in a residential area. There are some houses on the road, but there are other businesses. Could you describe some of those?
It is a business across the street from us, about two houses down across.
Looked to be auto maintenance or something similar?
It's a workshop.
Workshop.
It was an older gentleman. I think they've been there for ages. I think they're the ones who started the subdivision. They do millwork, welding. Big trucks come in there for hydraulic reasons, work and all that stuff. So there's, I don't think it's automotive only. It's just general millwork.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Butler.
So you'd be looking for 2 to 3 cars, and then probably additional personal cars too?
Personal cars, yes. Two to three operational cars,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of them just for parts, because sometimes you just have to order parts that take 10, 12, 14 days to show up. We have older cars, Chrysler. Some of the parts are just not available anymore. So we can either go into junkyards. Seat belts, I'll give you an example. Seat belts is like $230 if it's available. Mopar doesn't sell them. They don't have them. They don't manufacture anymore. Junkyards will not sell seat belts. So I can only, and I can't buy it from somebody else, not knowing what the condition of the seat belt is. I would hate to find out in case once it's really needed.
So you'd also have a few parts cars there?
Just a couple of them.
All right, so 2 to 3 cars that are operational, and how many parts cars would
you say? I'd say
about
two, give, yeah.
So two more parts cars, and then personal vehicles, your everyday vehicles, how many of those would you have?
Currently, I have like four.
So four, so three, four, so five. So we're at 9 cars in the driveway. If you have 2 parts cars, call it 3 operational cars and then 4. So would that sound correct? So you'd constantly have about 9 cars in your parking area.
Yes, sir.
Now that everybody sees the map, does anybody have any questions?
I'm curious about whether or not, has there been thought about erecting a privacy fence?
I do have a privacy fence.
You do have one?
Okay. Yes, I do have one. The 4 cars that you see outside in one line, I would be using about 2 or 3 spaces over there. The 2 cars that I need for my parts alone will be inside the fence. They will not be outside.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just mentioned the parts cars behind the fence. Are they shielded from vision from the street or from neighbors?
Yes, sir. It's a six feet high fence.
Okay.
Privacy fence.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I had.
Okay. Right. Commissioners, any further questions? Staff, anything?
Can you go back to the map of the workshop, please? The one across the street. I don't have any questions at the moment.
Okay, all right. Whitehouse, anything?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
Just 2 things. Do you reside on the property also?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm fairly certain this is I know it's an older subdivision. Are there any restrictive covenants that prohibit commercial uses?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
And I have not heard. I've talked to the people around. I've got about 12, 13 signatures from people around, just make sure that they don't have any problems.
Yeah.
And everybody that I talked to did not have a problem.
Okay.
Seems pretty consistent for there to be kind of mixed use on this road.
Yes.
Yeah, and I see there's the 13 signatures of support in the record. That's all I had, Mr. Chairman. Thanks.
Arthur, if there are no more questions from the commission, sir, you may take a seat nearby, and we'll see if anyone's here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2406, Manish Mahotra? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2406? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.